when I was growing up. I had to work all the time. And I didn't start school until November sometimes. And teachers just didn't pay attention. But suddenly one day when we moved out to Colorado City, I went to school and I enrolled. And it was in about the middle of December, not November. It was at the beginning of November to the middle. Well, everybody at school had been there for September, yeah. October, and then it dawned. And as a result, I did that a lot of times, and I was always behind. I never went to the same school 2 years in a row.
Really?
Until moved to Colorado City. And Mother said, he's going to stay right here. Yeah. And I started school at the beginning of the year. I was born in Breckenridge. Breckenridge, Texas.
Okay.
Born in Breckenridge and then in Colorado City. But the principal out there was an easygoing guy, and he would say, hey, how you getting along? Hey, you know, this. And he watched. And when something was bothering you, I noticed that sometimes something would be a guy, and he'd say, you having an okay day? And he always knew what I was doing. He knew me. And that was the first time that I really just had somebody that knew me. And so as a result, every kid in Howe High School I spoke to, if you remember correctly, I'd be at the front of the building down there always when the kids came in, and I came along and I talked with them.
Yeah.
And every one of them came along. And when some of them go good, like I said, a lot of it was that I saw something in the person that was doing something, and I'd say, hey, I appreciate that. That's good. You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I had an opportunity to get a guy out of trouble, I spent as much time to get keeping them out of trouble. I know that one day that... kid drove up here and parked right out there. I was out in the back working, and he came out and he said, had his boy with him. And he said, I just want to thank you for all of the times that he said that you kept me out of trouble.
Yeah.
He said, you used to climb out of the window right before you went to the cafeteria. And he said, did you know about that? And I said, yeah. I knew that. And he said, well, and I said, she was a good teacher, but it was a substitute teacher, and I had to have a substitute teacher. And I said, it didn't hurt you, and I always made sure that y'all didn't do anything wrong. And he said, well, just crawl out the window back. She was on the tail end of the iron, and she'd be talking or kind of, and they'd leave the school a little bit early to get out the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And I knew about it, but it didn't. And there were a couple of boys that, you know, that I kept them out of serious trouble.
Yeah.
And it was one of those that not a big deal was made of it. And it was simply, like I told I said, it's not me that's doing this. It's that old principal that I had at in Colorado City, Texas, that he did it,